Bonneville, November has been a rough month for the Bonneville Jr. A Pontiacs so far. Following their last game in October, the Pontiacs were 1 point behind the top two teams in the AJHL North Division. Now the junior team remains solidly in third place with 33 points after losing three of their five away games during their Southern Alberta road trip, worsened by this past weekend's double loss on Friday and Saturday at the RJ Lalonde Arena. Returning to the RJ Lalonde Arena last Friday night, the Pontiacs closely matched their competitors the Black Falls Bulldogs through the first two periods where the goals and shots on net were nearly neck and neck. Cash Rasmussen, assisted by Sebastian Tamburo, was the first to light up the scoreboard in less than 3 minutes of the game. The first point was quickly matched by the Bulldogs, who earned the next 2 points in the first period. With less than 5 minutes remaining in the first period, Tamburo was able to tie the game with an assist from Cam Emi. In second period, both the Bulldogs and the Pontiacs goalie, Matthew Hennessy, were able to shut out the opposition. Neither team were able to break the tie and find the back of the net. The Pontiacs returned to the ice with more passion during the third period, but the result led to greater time spent in the penalty box than to a change on the scoreboard. In the final period, the Pontiacs spent 21 minutes total in the box. Pontiacs player Chase Schmidt earning the bulk of the penalty time with 10 minutes for game misconduct and 5 minutes for fighting. During the last period, the Bulldogs were able to send the puck to the back of the Pontiacs net twice. And while the Pontiacs were able to get more shots on net over the third period compared to the Bulldogs, it didn't translate to a change in outcome. The Pontiacs lost 4-2 to the Black Falls Bulldogs. On Sunday night, the Pontiacs took on the Drumheller Dragons. Returning to the ice for that game was the junior Ashmead, who was sidelined after a two-game suspension incurred while playing against the Olds Grizzlies. Far different than the previous evening's game, it wasn't until halfway through the first period that the first goal was scored by the Dragons. Starting off the second period with some heat, Justin Stathopoulos with an assist from Tamburo and Matteo Giampa was able to put up the Pontiacs' first point in the first 40 seconds of play to tie the score. Unfortunately, this fast-paced victory was met with two goals by the Dragons. Rasmussen receiving an assist from Charlie Russell would be the only other Pontiac to score in the second period. At the end of the second period, the Pontiacs were down 4-2. Working hard for a comeback in the third period, the Pontiacs earned three goals to tie the score. Stathopoulos earned his second point of the night with the help of Ryan Coble and Giampa. With less than 2 minutes in third period, the trio, Tamburo with the help of Rasmussen and Alex Power, were able to place the puck at the back of the Dragons' mesh twice, pushing the game into overtime. Seeing an incredible comeback in the third period, the Pontiacs were ultimately defeated 6-5 by the Drumheller Dragons. While on the road, the Pontiacs found success in their first game against the Edmonton Okotoks Oilers, winning 6-5. Their following game, the Pontiacs were shut out by the Calgary Canucks, losing 4-0. The Pontiacs found themselves in a closer matchup against the Canmore Eagles, losing 4-3 in overtime, followed by another 1-point loss against the Olds Grizzlies, where the final score was 5-4. Wrapping up their away games, the Pontiacs came out with a 6-4 win over the Drayton Valley Thunder. The Bonneville Pontiacs have 15 wins, 6 losses and 3 overtime losses. In the North Division, the Spruce Grove Saints are in first place with 42 points and the Fort McMurray Oil Barons remain in second place with 38 points. The Pontiacs will be back on the RJ Lalonde ice facing off against the Grande Prairie Storm on Friday, November 19.